It's 7-Eleven, and this is KBKW's Coffee Talk on this Friday. And right now we're going to talk with our guest, Donald Mann, a motivational speaker, teacher, and navigator, and also a man who knows how to write slogans. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Thank you for asking me to come.
Now, how did you get in the slogan business?
I got into the slogan business rather a way that doesn't seem intuitively obvious. I was in corporate headquarters, and I got asked one day into my boss's office, and I went in happy and came out absolutely numb. As I came out of the office, another vice president met me in the hallway, and he said, "Better men than you have tried to turn that plant around. So long, it's been nice knowing you." And so I got a new job, a new assignment. It was halfway across the country. And it was a technical problem. The scientists and engineers were in total failure mode. They were in fear, denial, and accusation. And my job was to go in there. It wasn't a management problem. It was a technical problem. I had to get these guys, who were the only ones on the planet who knew or understand the technology involved, I had to get them out of fear and give them hope and get them moving to work to fix the problem. And so I knew my first immediate issue was, how do I train myself? How do I get myself to the place where I can be the leader these guys need? And so what I did was I started to develop basically what turned out to be slogans to improve myself. I actually went to the scriptures, got a bunch of positive affirmations from there, used those repetitively on myself for a regular basis so that I kept my attitude straight as I dealt with these people who didn't like me, by the way. And so as I went in, we did this, and you know what? We did it. In 6 years, that same group of failure people, we were making $500 million in success in the company. That's how I learned to operate with slogans.
What kind of company was it?
This was high technology. Had to do with materials, electronics, and that kind of business. So there's all the scientists and engineers that had invented all the technology we were using. They were the only ones that could fix it.
Now what kind of slogans do you use in the case of how to motivate people to fix the problem?
Okay, well, the core basic issue is to keep them out of fear. And so they don't go into fear. And actually, the secret to all of this is your self-identity. So in this case, with the scientists and engineers, I kept drawing them up and repeating to them how what they said they were. They said they were the best. They were the top scientists and engineers in the world doing what they were doing. And I said, okay, you be who say you are, and I'm going to keep calling you and talking to you that way. And that's the way I treat them, and that's what eventually they responded to, and they started producing the results we needed.
So it's not necessarily slogans. It's just with positive affirmation.
It's positive.
You guys say you're this. You're this. And
right.
So you're making them buy into what they already think, but they really don't believe. Is that
that's part of it? You know, you're the best. Be the best. Do the best. Would be a typical statement that I said all the time. And so the effect is, see, is the issue is this, that when you talk about slogans and the power of slogans, you see it going on right now in the political process. A slogan is a statement that encapsulates a lot of information. It can be very short, such as Mr. Obama's right now is forward, or it can be a little longer, where Mr. Biden's is, okay, believe in America, or it can be a much longer one. The Pledge of Allegiance of America, for example, is a longer kind of slogan like that.
And so so this is something that captures the overall identity then of whatever you're trying to do.
Right. They try to capture from the point of view of personal development. See, the issue with the political program that we're in right now is that political campaigns run 1-5% positive and 95% negative.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say one positive statement, then all the rest of it's going to be slam, slam, slam. This is wrong, that's wrong, they're wrong, this kind of thing. And the stronger the messages that they're developing are all developed from the top scientists and really advertising corporations that are using this. All the top advertising techniques are being applied to get people to make a decision on voting day who they're going to vote for. So it's not just a casual topic. It's major billions of dollars are being spent. The best advertising brains are being applied to it, all trying to get people to respond to messages that will get them to act on election day. And they are doing it with primarily slogans and messages.
Now, when you look at, say, for instance, companies and their product, I don't think that that Kentucky Fried Chicken, or now KFC, uses this anymore, but people still remember it. Finger licking good.
Yes, the big difference between the political program or campaign that we're in now and a typical advertising program is the orientation of the messages. Finger licking good is positive, right? And the negative aspect of that is very subtle. It's not very overt. Is if you're eating something else, it's not as good. But the primary message is go for the good. You know, go for the delight of eating this product. That's the way that most advertising programs operate in. The way that the human person operates, what I discovered was after we turned around that company and these guys did it, was the science behind it. The human mind has two major functions or two major pieces. One is your cognitive mind and the other is your subconscious mind. The cognitive mind is the part of your brain that the entire education system focuses on. You take a course, you pass the test, you get and go. When I was in college, for example, I took exams. I got very good at it. I could cram for a course, get an A in the exam, and 3 days later couldn't remember anything about it. That's cognitive learning. Subconscious learning is what gets written in your heart, and it's what you live by. It's how you live. Scientists have now discovered that we operate 95% by our subconscious mind. So with advertising, whether it's finger looking good or it's Believe in America in terms of political slogans, those parts are appealing to images and memories that are already written in your heart to trigger the image, the thoughts, the words, and the emotions associated with that. The negative aspects are is that when you continually have those kinds of messages on the negative side, even whether you're not listening to them or not purposely, they're still entering your ears. Your subconscious mind is still recording them. The way that the human body works is that events come up through the course of a day. Your subconscious sends to you the thoughts, feelings, words, and emotions that match from your past to the existing situation. So the way that advertisers do this is they want to trigger what your existing memories and emotions are, and appeal to those in the way that they can, that you'll respond to it. Of course, finger licking good talks about, you know, something is so good you want to lick it right off your fingers. All very positive. We see little children eat like that all the time. That's all very positive because that's a memory and image that people have in the way that they do. If we were a country that didn't use your fingers very often, then it would be a different kind of response.
Now, one of the things I noticed, I'm not sure if Kentucky Fried Chicken or KFC is doing this, it seems like they're de-emphasizing the finger-licking good thing because now it's not good to have a bunch of grease on your hands because you'll get cholesterol clogging your veins and all this. So then companies sometimes have to make a shift.
Right, they make a shift.
How do they do that?
Well, basically the way they do it primarily is twofold. Number one is they do focus groups and focus studies. They come out with a series of different slogans. You'll see the politicians doing the same thing. As the course of the election process goes, the campaign process goes, those slogans will change depending on what they see as responding and use for that. The first one is focus groups. And then, of course, they'll put it out in the marketplace and see what it does and what sales and see how well it's working or not. So they're testing all the time. The main element of marketing is you're testing your messages, you're testing what you're doing, you try, you change, you vary. If you're good at it, then you organize your testing. So it's a very much of a scientific process. Okay, here's what's working, here's what's not, and go from there.
See, in radio, we use slogans, but we call them positioning statements.
Yes.
Our positioning statement here, one of them, is the talk of Grace Harbor.
Right. Okay, and so that's one kind of message. It's more of a factual orientation, and it says, okay, we're going to talk about things going on in the neighborhood, and that's what the message is appealing to, is the people who want to know what's going on. I think it's a great slogan. And so that you use those kinds of positioning statements. Every slogan, every advertisement, every affirmation is a positioning of some kind. That's why when I took was the program that I did, I put in my book called Okay God, Now What? I put that same program I developed for myself to keep myself out of fear. I put it into the book. I gave it to a guy. His name is James. He lives in Norwich, Connecticut. He was a returning vet, but the skills he had learned in the military weren't working for his transition. He was in sales. He wasn't working with sales very well. His wife wasn't happy. Marriage was in trouble. The kids were in trouble. He didn't know what to do. He'd been a minister. He'd actually taught Bible school for years. And yet when he saw the program I put together in Okay God, Now What? He saw how biblical it was, how solid it was, how positive it was. He started doing it. And here's what he described happened to him in the process of using these positive affirmations. He says, before it was like whatever happened to me, I was like a piece of paper blown around by the wind. I was up against the wall, I was up against the fence, I was tangled in the bushes. All of a sudden, something inside of me started to get solid. And I felt now like I was a flag attached to a flagpole. No matter what happened, I'd flutter some, but nothing inside of me moved. And I was oriented and producing and working in the right way. Pretty soon, as sales started to pick up, of course, as Mary started to work better, everything in his life turned around. He started filling himself with the positive self-talk from the affirmations. This is how we're meant to operate with all the time. It's a matter of doing it as a lifestyle. The more you do it, the more that you focus on it, the more positive results you produce.
Well, sales is all positive thinking. I've been a salesman for years selling radio, along with on the air. I don't do sales now, but I did for many years. And it was, you know, the positive attitude. Well, I need to take a real quick break, and then I'll be right back with you.
Okay, great.
Festival in Grayland this weekend. Stop by Westport Winery for chicken cranberry salad, followed by a slice of cranberry velvet pie topped with chantilly cream and rapture of the deep cranberry sauce from the bakery. This pairs perfectly with Bogberry Blush, the winery's Gewurztraminer and cranberry wine. You might want to pick up a wedge of cranberry cheese from among the 30 varieties of specialty cheese. Westport Winery Restaurant, Bakery, and Nursery is open daily at 11 a.m. and just 10 minutes from Aberdeen.
Safe swimming and having fun. That's what it's all about at the Y. Every day, children learn the basics of swimming at the Y or enhance their skills with our progressive lessons that turn beginners into experts and polywogs into sharks. And our kids are having fun while being healthy, learning safety, and building confidence all at the same time. The next session of swimming lessons starts October 30th. Sign your child up today and watch them learn a life lesson. For more information, contact the Y at 537-YMCA. The Y, for youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
This is your Waterbury Casino this October for Buffalo Bucks. Win cash and a stuffed buffalo.
Yee-haw!
Buffaloes are fast-moving, hard-charging, prize-winning cash machines. On Friday and Saturday, hold on to your hat, because it's a cash stampede. Spin the cash stampede wheel from 5 to 11 p.m. for cash prizes of up to $5,000. Play Buffalo Bucks by the Bay at Chillwater Bay Casino, Highway 105 in Tokyo. One stampede, you'll want to run right over the top of you.
The Washington Traffic Safety Commission would like to let you know that if you're on your phone while driving, then you're four times more likely to be involved in a serious crash.
This message is brought to you by Dan from the SUV in the other lane. He's taking his daughter, Sophia, to her second-grade theater production. She's got the lead role as Owl and has worked very hard to memorize all her lines. She's nervous enough as it is, so Dan asks that you don't scare her with your distracted driving. If you can't put your phone down for your own safety, he'd like you to put it down for hers. Get the message?
It's KBKW's Coffee Talk, and now we'll continue our conversation with Donald Mann. Now, Donald, talk a little bit more about the book.
Okay, the name of the book is called Okay, God, Now What? It's available at the website called okgodnowwhat.com. It really is how to use slogans and affirmations that are found in the Bible to be able to keep yourself positive and motivated and develop your self-identity. What scientists have now discovered is that the secret to a confident, firm, positive life, for example, a salesperson in the same way, is to have a strong self-identity. Also, if you have a strong self-identity, then you won't be swayed by the events around you, even all the negative stuff that comes out, particularly in political campaigns. And so that the secret is a strong self-identity. Well, the strongest self-identity that anybody can have is the one that God provides through Jesus Christ. And that's what the book focuses on, is how to develop your self-identity. And then along with that is a whole series of life skills and positive affirmations to get it to work. There was a lady named Sherry who lives in Colorado, Denver, Colorado. Busy mom, had five kids to raise. Her husband was traveled a lot, so she was alone by herself, had to do all the soccer mom things on her own. Both of them liked the money they're earning and looking forward to buying a new car, but something was missing. They knew something was wrong. She wasn't comfortable with the lifestyle for her kids. She was part of a Bible study, been going there for years, but frankly, they hadn't seen a whole lot happen, and she didn't really know what to do. Then she read, Okay, God, Now What? As she did, she started to experience a shift in her thinking about life and especially about God. He wasn't a cruel taskmaster. She was especially delighted when she read chapter 1, understanding the need for new attitudes, as she read typical Bible success attitudes compared to what she had always thought. She learns that God needs us to pray, that He wants us to do that so He can answer. Before, she had never really prayed because she was afraid she'd get the answer no. As truth started to overtake her, she started to ask for things in prayer, and she started seeing answers. The first part had been a mind-shifting for her as she started to read the truth in the first part of the book, which is the teaching section. As she started to actually do the affirmations, She became more loving. Her husband saw that she was happier when he came home. The kids were happier. Her attitude changed. Although because it was subconscious mind training, she really wasn't aware of what was happening to her. And that's part of the power of knowing, understand how the subconscious mind operates. It's through repetition and putting in, attaching positive emotions to what you're doing will build in your heart over time so that automatically you live, because we live 95% out of our subconscious mind. We're not even aware that we're reacting to things around us because of what's already written in our heart. And that's the secret.
I have a question for you, though.
Uh-huh.
What's the slogan in the Bible? Let's hear some Bible slogans.
Okay,
I'm curious, because I couldn't come up with any in my mind.
Okay. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me is an example of a Bible slogan. Okay. Some of the other ones in there is that God is love and he loves me. That would be another one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me that lie down in green pastures. The one of the ones that I put...
So you're using Bible verses essentially as a type of slogan.
Absolutely. That's actually we're supposed to be spending our time in there on a regular basis. And that's part of what we learn, is to establish our self-identity and the positive things that we can build on based on, you know, you have a choice in life. You can be backed by a piece of paper, you can be backed by somebody else, or you can be backed by a rock. Well, the greatest rock in the universe is God. And so, as a businessman, I choose to go with the best and play the biggest game possible, which is to work with the Lord. And so that's what these
depends on what religion you are. I mean, if you're Jewish or Islamic or you're Buddhist, I mean, you could use affirmations the same way.
Absolutely. It's the way we're made to operate. I mean, this is the way that humans operate. You need to be continually scrubbing your mind, washing your mind, because life always presents problems. You know, the one thing we are guaranteed is difficulties. You're guaranteed challenges. If it was easy, it had already been done. So you need to be able to clean your mind of the stuff that's going on and then build yourself up to move forward in a continual process. That's what we do in OK God, Now What? As a matter of fact, for the people who go to the website, they can get a list of top 10 affirmations for free. Just sign up for it. We'll send them to you and use that to get started, particularly in this political environment with all the negative stuff that's going on around them. It's available for anybody.
And your what's your website again?
The website is called OK God, Now What? And if you're the 10th responder, you'll get a free copy of the book.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wrap things up because we're out of time.
Oh, man. I was enjoying talking with you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. Take it easy, Donald.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's now 7:29, and coming up, we take a break. Then we-